the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. The Women's Forum is hosted by Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington. In the Women's Forum, we're looking at the road that led to the appointment of the new Zimbabwe National Women's Soccer League chairperson, Miriam Sibanda, a former journalist. She takes us through her experience of how she managed to beat incumbent Mavis Gumbo by 2 votes in an election held in Harare last week. Sibanda says her mandate is to take women's football to the next level by putting in place innovative ideas to attract sponsors. Welcome to the Women's Forum, my Miriam Sibanda.
Good evening to you.
Most people are wondering who exactly is Miriam Sibanda, who will now be leading the Zimbabwe National Women's Soccer League.
Miriam is a married woman. I'm married to Nkululeko Sibanda, and we have 2 beautiful daughters, Ruramo and Luyando. Miriam is a trained journalist who worked in both the print and broadcast media for close to 20 years before venturing into business. Currently, I'm involved in solar power generation, printing, and I also manage a men's football team. I am also a commissioner with the Zimbabwe Media Commission, and I sit on the Champions Insurance Board of Directors.
You were recently in elections for this chairmanship position where you beat Mavis Gumbo, who had led the organization since 2010 by 2 votes. How did that make you feel?
It made me feel very humbled because it showed that there were people that I had been working with the past 2 months who were really committed and passionate about taking women's football further. So they had kept to their promise that should I decide to get into the race, they would definitely vote for me.
Take us through your journey that led you to competing for this chairmanship post.
Well, it started with several stakeholders involved in women's football, mainly from the National Super League, who approached me and asked me to consider getting into the race. They were saying they needed a change of leadership, new ideas and new ways of doing things. And the reason why they were forced to approach me was mainly because the current FIFA regulations stipulate that women's football must be led by a woman. And they had seen my passionate participation in men's football at my club, which is an affiliate of the Northern Region Soccer League.
From what you've been describing to us, you hold quite a number of high-profile positions. What would you say to inspire other women out there who would like to aspire to hold such posts? Is it easy to get there?
Well, I guess it's not easy, but it can be done. And it's done first by just telling yourself and being clear about what you want to achieve, what you want to do, and then sharing your dreams and your goals with the people that matter most in your life. And in my case, it was my family, telling them of my desire and dream to lead women's football. And from there, they've encouraged me. When I had to go on the campaign trail, they were there for me, checking on progress, encouraging me when things got difficult. And they also made sure that I still was able to do other things in my other capacities, attend meetings as a board member, attend to functions as a commissioner and run the company. And I need to say what I've learned is that it's easier when you have professional committed help. So it's the encouragement and the confidence boosting measures that I got from my immediate family and those that I work with that I find very inspiring and essential for women to get ahead.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Miriam Sibanda, the new Zimbabwe National Women's Soccer League chairperson, for having taken your time to be with us on the Women's Forum where we look at issues affecting women.
Thank you very much and good night.
The Women's Forum was hosted by Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington.